Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale, restaurant critic, Chicago Tribune. Hello, my friend.
Hi, John.
Long time no see. How you been?
Yeah, good, good. Hoping for the day when my scribblings will be worth forging.
Yeah, you know you've arrived. Maybe not when you're getting paid a lot, but when
right.
somebody pretending to be you gets paid a lot.
There you go.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like mimicking the handwriting, if that was the case, or the typewriter, if that was the case, but it was the persona. I would need to know how Phil Vitale would review
right.
a restaurant, what he would
right.
say, and then write a snarky letter to my lover in Phil's voice, going, well, you know, our relationship is over. It's like bad fish at such a restaurant.
Exactly, exactly.
And they'd go, oh, my God, this is gold.
Right. Yeah, saline oysters. That's just how Phil would say it. Don't make the classic mistake of saying salty, because I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you know, that's a tip then,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
That's
when
your shibboleth right there.
As you write, one time she wrote a letter and, you know, she was more revealing than the person she was pretending to be would. And they go, yeah, no, he would never have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Noel Coward would not have said that about his relationship. Funny. So, Phil, let's start with something you didn't write and then move quickly to things you have.
Okay.
15 restaurants serving Thanksgiving dinner so you don't have to cook at home.
Yeah, which is
a subject near and dear to my heart because my family for about 15 years now has always eaten out on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a couple of places that strike
okay.
your fancy.
You know that a big hotel has to feed its guests, so there are always going to be something at a hotel restaurant, say Booth 1, which is inside the old Ambassador East. They're doing a pre-feast meal that's going to run you about $55.
Did you say that? A pre what?
Pre-feast.
Pre-feast.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the way Phil Vitale would
Pritchy
say it.
Fixie. You say Pritchy Fixie, they'll know it's not me.
I would not say pre-feast.
Aha.
All right, keep going.
Now you know. And then, say, Michael Jordan's Steakhouse in the Intercontinental.
Did you say Jordan? I say Jordan.
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan. Oh, yeah. Michel Jordan.
But I'll bet that's a nickel.
Is cooking le boeuf in massive quantities in a nice menu that goes for about $45 a person.
Oh, that's all. $45 a person of Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Michel Jordan. He's a good friend of mine.
I called Babette's, is it Babette's the other night?
Yes.
To ask about reservations several years from now. And he said, hello, Babette's House of Boeuf. And I went, House of Boeuf?
House of Boeuf.
And then did you say, I'm not fancy enough for this place?
Do you got beef there? You got like steaks and hamburgers?
Right. You call somebody a meathead, they'll get mad. But if you say tête de bœuf, you could get out of the room before they figure out that they should punch you.
Okay, so you think Michael Jordan Steakhouse, not bad for $45 a person.
Right.
You like Booth 1 and the hotel for about $55 a person.
Mm-hmm.
Give me another one.
Throughout the north suburbs at the Lincolnshire Marriott Resort, they're in Three Embers Restaurant, which they revitalized at some considerable expense, is doing a big buffet. Sometimes that's really handy for families because not everybody wants the oysters, not everybody wants the Jell-O salad, and this way everybody can pick their own. It's $43 for adults, $20 for children.
Here's two others that are on the list that Grace Wong wrote about that you and I are just referencing here, and that's in chicagotribune.com/dining. Tavern on Rush does a three-course meal, acorn squash and turkey and stuff like that, for $17 for kids and $50 for adults.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's about the sweet spot. You're going to find about $45 to $60.
You get into some of the luxury properties, as we say, and you could easily be north of $100 a person.
River Roast, I've been to that place a few times. $60 a person. And, you know, I think that's a good place because they kind of have a shared large plate concept there anyway.
Right.
You know, like when you order boeuf there, they bring you out a hunk of it and you all eat from it.
Right. Yeah, it's nice.
So that's
a little family style.
Mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, charcuterie and sweet potatoes, a dessert, $60 a person. Oh, and Ann Sather made her list.
Can't leave out Ann Sather. It's the best bargain in the city, especially for holidays. They're always open on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving. And then their meals always include, you get the salad and you get the rolls. And so even these low, low, low prices, $12.95, are misleading because that's not your entree and a fork. That's veggies and a salad and rolls.
whole shoot match. You know, a lot of people will, what is it, before or the night after Thanksgiving? They get to town and then they gather with their old college pals or whatever,
right.
And they go out and...
The night before.
That's the big night.
Yeah. Right. Get a good raging hangover and then finally face your parents the next day.
I think that's about it.
Well, you're pretty much going to collapse on the couch and watch the Bears game anyway.
Somebody needs to tell me what are some good spots like that. Where are the good Wednesday night spots for Thanksgiving? Ooh,
just walk up and down Kinsey Street until you see somebody who looks really, really sick and say, where were you a minute ago? And then go there.
I'll have some of that.
Yeah.
Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. You can visit him at chicagotribune.com/dining. French restaurants have been closing in Chicago. Can Le Sud, Sud, buck the trend? You wrote, may we.
May we.
Why?
Not may we do this, but may we. But yes, it's a really cute place. The decor notes hit, you know, have that authenticity to them. It looks like a country French-like little inn. They're doing all the French classics right. There's a good steak frites. There's a very good bouillabaisse. And he was doing a roast quail with a savory bread pudding and a cranberry mostarda that I called Thanksgiving dinner in miniature. He got a tiny bird, a little bit of cranberry, and a bread pudding.
It's like, oh, nice.
There you go, Thanksgiving.
Nice. And we're not talking about this because we are recommending it for Thanksgiving.
I don't believe they're open, no.
But this is just your restaurant review of
this
Le Sud.
And you
like it.
In Le Pepier today.
In Le Pepier today. And where is it located? What's the?
It is in Roscoe Village, just a block east of Western on Roscoe.
Not that we crave French at my house much, but every now and then we're in Bistro Campagna in Lincoln Square, and that's...
That's
good stuff. And authentically enough French for you,
sure.
I suppose.
Huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. You know, and all the high-end dining that we love so much in this city, it's worth noting that most of those chefs were French trained, at least originally, even if they're not doing exact French technique anymore, but it's the birthplace of gastronomy.
L-U-S-U-D, Le Sud.
Le Sud. The South.
Just talk to me about the beverage service, cocktails, wine. What did you notice or like at Le Sud?
Well, they have some very interesting wines, very carefully chosen, and they're chosen for sort of budget friendliest. You can find a lot of bottles under, say, $55, and then they had some fun little cocktails. Nothing that was like I would not make in my destination necessarily for cocktails, but they're covering all the bases and they're making their own. It's not just routinely recreating the classics we all know about, though they certainly can.
I'll tell you, we've got a couple of holidays and special days in my family coming up in the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're shopping around for some restaurants, and every now and then we'll read a review. And some of them mentioned the volume in the restaurant. And some of these restaurants are really well-known, popular, hot restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
This has been kind of a pet topic of mine and a little bit of yours on this segment for the last few months. What was the volume like in Le Sud?
They're kind of tightly packed in, and they have been busy every night. So you will raise your voice a little to make yourself heard, especially if you're there at prime time. But I was not hoarse at the end of the evening. I was not clutching at my throat.
So it didn't detract from. I mean, that's the bottom. Who cares as long as it doesn't detract? And we all have our own thresholds. And
exactly.
For me, it's. I'm put off. Brenda and I have literally stuck our heads in some places. We're walking in a neighborhood and we stick our head in there and I go, nuts.
Nope.
I'm not going to do that. It used to be that way with smoke.
Uh-huh.
You know, your restaurants and bars would have sometimes such a wave you just didn't want to fight it.
Exactly.
But for me, it's volume in some places. You reviewed Funkhausen's German Southern mashup.
Right. The chef, his name is Mark Steuer, so his family roots go back into the fatherland. But he was born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina. So a lot is his... The food of his upbringing and the food that he loves the most is low country and South Carolina, southern.
So this isn't South Germany. This is German and South USA.
Exactly. That is
a funny mashup.
It is. So he has one dish where he just his surf and turf he'll call it the surf and turfen. So he gives it a Germanic name. He has this he takes oysters and does like an oyster Rockefeller with the spinach and the cream sauce, but then he throws some diced ham hock on top of it.
Nice.
And then he calls that oysters Rockefeller. And there's a big mounted taxidermied boar's head on the side of the wall. His name is, if you ask, officially Ernest Hemingway. At their brunch, they have a dish called Schnitz and Grits instead of eggs and grits. They do a piece of veal schnitzel. They have a lot of fun with it. No, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun if the food weren't good, but it's really tasty. The chef used to be at a place called Carriage House, and before that, the Bedford, both in Wicker Park, and both, in my view, did not have as long a life as they deserved. And his cooking was very good there, and it's still very good here in at Funkenhausen.
Funkenhausen, you give it 2 stars.
Yep.
You all note that the small it's a small plate restaurant.
It's smaller because they have. Is that
the same as shared plates?
Sort of, but they have a little section of 4 or 5 big as funk. That's what that's what the heading says. Big as funk entrees that'll do you just fine. And actually, in many cases, you could split with someone else.
I don't want to share with anybody else. I want to get the whole thing.
Right.
And I've been to some of these places, some of the new places. I sound like I go to a lot of restaurants. I don't. But a couple of times they said, we really recommend that you share. As though they did have some large entrees, but they really didn't want us to order them. And I really did. But right. I didn't because I didn't want to go with the flow.
I love it when they tell you our concept is small, shareable plates. Well, small's not shareable. Large is shareable.
Now that you mention it, right.
we share from abundance.
These are
not from want.
You wish you didn't share plates because that is so true. At one of these places, it was 4 of us, which is the way you often do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shareable. So there's a small plate and there was a thing there and it looked dandy. And we all cut it into 4s and you had 2 bites of it and you went, wow, I'd like to have more of that. Oh, wait, it's all gone now.
It's all
gone.
And chefs love odd numbers for presentation. So if the 4 of you are sitting there and there's a scallops dish that looks good, you have to say, excuse me, how many scallops are in this dish? And the answer will be 3. And then you have to say, all right, who's not getting a scallop? Or how do I cut a scallop so each is like, get 2/3 of a scallop? And so usually I say something like, can I have a 4th scallop? Charge me what you must, give me a 4th scallop.
It's funny you mention that because we were at one of these places. They had scallops. I don't need scallops, so it worked out fine.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, it would have come to blows.
Right. Or you need a little geometry lesson again. Like, all right, if I cut this in a Y and then slide it over.
Right, exactly. How do we divvy it up evenly? You wrote about Rick Bayless. His restaurant, and we'll pick it up here in a minute. Maybe you've got a question or comment for Phil Vitale, too. 312-981-7200. Text or call 312-981-7200. WGN. So Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. He's in our studio for a few more minutes. By the way, producer Olive actually had a question about where?
Okay. My mic wasn't on. My question was about...
Campagna Bistro.
Yeah, that's it. Why don't they have crepes? I'm seeing a picture of a crepe on the website. I go to the menu and it's not there. I'm disappointed.
They're rolling crepe free.
Is it possibly... Do they have it on the brunch menu, perhaps?
I looked.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. I'm disappointed.
I would call and give them a crepe. Hell about it.
I give them some crepe.
Yeah.
I give them some... That's a gift.
What kind of crepe is this? I'm not getting... You put
Bull
the picture,
crepe.
You got my mouth watering, and now I'm crepe-free.
Yeah.
You think that that's too pedestrian for a fancy French restaurant?
I don't see it much on nice French restaurants. No, it's more of a... Again, it's more of a breakfasty thing or a dessert thing. There's nothing like a... dessert crepes are kind of fun.
Wait, what about profiteroles? I don't know how to say it.
You said it exactly right.
Oh, okay.
Are those at French or Italian restaurants?
Those are in French.
Those are French.
Yep,
things?
Those are little puffs made of choux pastry, which is the same pastry they used to make eclairs. So think of it as an eclair that was cut short.
Drenched in chocolate.
And filled kind of the same way. It's usually a little chantilly cream or a little maybe ice cream, and then they drizzle chocolate sauce over it, and you just kind of make a mess with it.
The best one is at Mon Ami Gabby.
Oh, really? That's mm-hmm. you've got a. Well, I don't know this stuff that well. I'm out of the French loop. You wrote about Rick Bayless's restaurant, and the headline was "Adds Cocktail Bar." What's this all about?
Rick has created the Frontera Group has created Bar Sotano. It opens next week, and Sotano means basement, and it is literally in the basement underneath Frontera Grill. And so they're kind of making it's kind of Mexican bar food, but and cocktails. but it's designed, I mean, it has to have a speakeasy vibe because the entrance is on the alley, and you take the service elevator down, oh, cool. and then you're in there, and it's very small.
Is it a bar, or do they serve food there,
they
too?
They have food. They have quite an extensive amount of mostly small bites, but this one thing he calls Mexican paella, that is just, is just so good.
Wow.
So I would make text for that. But his daughter, Lainey, has been immersing herself in cocktail culture and has been the spirits director for all the Frontera restaurants for a couple of years at least. And so this is, I think, primarily designed as her playground. She has help, but she is running the cocktail program, and she has all kinds of interesting things, including cocktails made with medicinal herbs.
So this bar is called
Sotano,
and it is at
Frontera Grill, 445 North Clark Street. But you get in via the alley around the back.
Nice to see you, Phil. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Remember, you can read them online. They do a print edition of the Tribune now as well. But if you're digital, go to Tribune.com, ChicagoTribune.com/dining.